Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts public safety officials did something unusual recently. They invited people into a state prison to demonstrate their efforts to help those being released from state custody. The visit came as the Department of Correction makes its case for an overall budget increase. It's also asking for more money for reentry programs that help people transition to life outside prison. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
In a classroom at the Boston Pre-Release Center in Roslindale, instructor Aaron Bray is teaching a course called Philosophy of Justice. Using a real court case, he asks the students why so many of them would not testify against a police officer who had done something wrong.
You can't testify even against dirty cops?
Many of the group members say even if their testimony would reduce their prison sentences, they wouldn't testify, because that would mean they were a rat.
That person's still considered a rat if they do that?
Definitely. Okay.
About half of these students know the criminal legal system firsthand. They've been incarcerated and are about to leave prison. The other half are Brandeis University students, participating in what's called the School of Reentry. It's a 7-year-old program that provides education and training to men shortly before they're released from prison. The goal of this college-level class is to provide a deep understanding of the criminal legal system and help the incarcerated students reflect on their own involvement in it. 43-year-old Roberto Rivera entered the school in 2020, earned his high school equivalency, and went on to get a certificate in automotive technology.
When I graduated my certificate, well, I can really have a career. Not just a regular job, but a career.
Rivera was released from prison 4 months ago, but has continued his education and is expected to get his associate degree soon.
Every time I wake up in the morning and, like, I see my friends doing good and everybody got their, you know, their dream houses and all this dream living, I want that. You feel me? But I'm going to do it different now.
State correction officials are seeking to double the number of men in the School of Reentry to work with 50 at a time. Instructor Lisa Millwood says the year-to-year-and-a-half-long program is immersive and includes helping the men access other services such as housing and health care.
And so we make sure that is every day, all year round, and really helping them to understand what led to your incarceration, what are we doing differently right now, and what direction do we want to go in the future to make sure that we don't slide back? Because we know that tends to happen.
The Department of Correction says 161 men have gone through the program since it began. Millwood says the overall recidivism or reoffending rate of her students is less than 10%. That's compared with the average rate of about 30% of all Massachusetts prisoners who return to state custody in 3 years. And last year, more than 2,000 people were released from state prisons. State Correction Commissioner Carol Meachy says even more programming is needed so people don't end up back in state custody.
The department needs to do better before people walk out the door. And the best way to reduce recidivism and make somebody successful on the outside is through education.
Governor Maura Healey is proposing $10 million for reentry and educational programming for prisoners in her budget for the next fiscal year. Also, state lawmakers are considering a bill that would require more programming and vocational training for prisoners. The department's total proposed budget for the next fiscal year is more than $800 million, up almost 5% over the current year's budget. Prisoners' advocates say even more money is needed for programming, and it should start well before someone is released. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.